Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ. Amen. So about 2 weeks ago now, I came back to the office from my lunch break and I saw a woman sitting out on our steps out here by the old front door. She was tall. She had kind of longish dark hair. She had tattoos all over her arms, and she was playing on her phone. So I walked over and introduced myself. I asked her if she needed anything, and she said she was just waiting on her ride. Well, I could tell, though, that she had been through something, right? She just had this look on her face. Well, that particular day, it was like 90-something degrees outside. So I asked her if she wanted to wait inside in the office where it was cooler, and she said, yeah. I asked what her name was, and she just said, Stephanie. Right? No last name, just Stephanie. Well, she sat down in one of my blue chairs in the office and started to play on her phone again, which I took as the nonverbal of, don't talk to me. Right? So I gave her space. Right? I didn't ask her her life story or anything. But I did ask her how she ended up on our steps. All she said was she walked from Inglewood. Now, some of you live in Inglewood. Imagine leaving here today and walking home. It would take you hours. Now imagine that it's 90-something degrees out today. Right? You'd want a place to cool off. You'd want a ride to come pick you up. Well, Stephanie clearly appreciated the air conditioning, but I could tell she was also a little uncomfortable. At one point, she kind of looked around and said, what kind of church is this? Christian? And I'll admit, in my head, I thought, yes. If it's a church, it's Christian. But what I said was, well, it's Lutheran. Which, after the fact, I realized probably didn't make any sense to her. Almost as soon as I answered her question, a black pickup truck pulled into our parking lot. She saw it, said, there's my ride, and bolted out the door. No thank you, no closing the door behind her, nothing. She was just out of there. I was with her for like 10 minutes or so, but I still remember. And I'll admit, I've replayed that day a lot in my head since. Right? Should I have asked her about her life? Should I have at least prayed with her? Was I right to respect her nonverbals of don't talk to me? On the other hand, though, here's a woman who just needed a place to cool off on a hot day. She needed somebody to show her love. She needed somebody to see her and not just pass her by. So did I do enough for her? I don't know. Maybe I did. Maybe I didn't. And I tell you the story for two reasons. First, because I'm full of self-doubt. Right? I constantly wonder if I'm doing enough or making the right choices about things. Maybe you feel that way, too. And secondly, because today's gospel reading is about people like Stephanie who are hungry for Jesus. Right, as I said, I could tell she was going through something. I don't know what it was, and she didn't tell me, but for some reason, she decided to stop here on our steps. She could have stopped anywhere. But maybe as she was walking, she thought, oh, here's a church. It's safe. I can rest here. And that's true. But I bet she needed more than just a place to sit. She needed Jesus. She had that look in her eye. And some people do a good job of hiding their pain and their problems, but Stephanie had it written all over her face. And there are people like her all around us. In Inglewood, Vandalia, Huber Heights, Union, Dayton, the places we live, all of these communities. There are people like Stephanie who need Jesus. People like us. People who need the rest that he provides. For example, at the start of this gospel reading, we hear that the apostles gathered around Jesus and told him all that they had done and taught. Well, if you remember, 2 weeks ago, we heard about how Jesus was rejected at Nazareth and then sent the disciples out to share the good news in the surrounding towns. Last week, we heard the flashback scene of the death of John the Baptist. Now, the disciples have returned, and they tell Jesus about all of the things that they did in those towns. But notice something here. He didn't congratulate them. He didn't give them a pat on the back. He didn't say, "Well done, good and faithful servants." No, he just told them, "Come away to a deserted place all by yourselves and rest a while." Jesus tells the disciples to rest. He knows how hard it is to be a disciple. He knows that it's hard sharing his good news with the world. I mean, he was just rejected in his hometown for crying out loud. He knows it's tough. So he tells the disciples to rest. Take a moment to recharge. Be with him and catch your breath. And that's part of what happens here on Sunday morning, isn't it? When we come here together, it's a little bit of a rest. This is literally and metaphorically a sanctuary. This is a safe place. Even Stephanie knew that. We can leave the hectic pace of the world behind for just a little bit. We can slow down. Here, in this place, we remember who we are and whose we are. I mean, Jesus knows the troubles that are on your heart right now. He knows you're scared of things you can't control. He also knows how you worry about, well, did I do enough? Did I make the right choices? Should I have done more? So he invites you to rest. Breathe. Be with him. So right now, just take a big, deep breath. And let it out. It's okay to stop and relax. Jesus is here with you. Then, notice what happens next. As Jesus went ashore, he saw a great crowd, and he had compassion for them, because they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Jesus has compassion for the people, and he goes to them and he teaches them. He shows them that he is the good shepherd. That's why we have Psalm 23 and all the other readings that talk about shepherds today. But then, if you notice, our gospel reading jumps over a whole bunch of verses. Those verses are the story of the feeding of the 5,000. But we'll get that next week from the Gospel of John. In fact, the readings for the 4 weeks after that will all build upon that scene. So I won't say too much about that now. But when the second part of our reading picks up, the disciples have come back with Jesus. And when they got out of the boat, people at once recognized him and rushed about that whole region, and began to bring the sick on mats to wherever they heard he was. So Jesus provides rest for the disciples, but the hungry world is still out there, desperately longing to see Jesus. They have problems, like Stephanie did. Well, of course, we all have problems. But there is an answer to our problems. Jesus. Yes, he does not make all of your troubles instantly go away, but he does bring new life. In other words, Jesus doesn't help us by stopping death, but rather he helps us by bringing resurrection. Because of Jesus, life has the final word, not death. Now, maybe you've never been in Stephanie's shoes, but I bet you know what it's like to feel beaten up by life. You know that some days it's hard to smile. You know that some days you're just waiting for your ride, or your big break, or your moment to breathe, or for life to get better. You know that sometimes you just want to give people the signal of don't talk to me. But Jesus is not only the good shepherd, he is also your good shepherd. He has seen you through all of the challenges in your life so far, and he will not give up on you now. He is also our good shepherd. He has seen this congregation through challenges and changes throughout the years, and he is not going to give up on us either. No problem we face is too big for him to handle. You can find rest and safety in Jesus. So you're here. In this place, in this sanctuary, you come here, or you worship with us online, because you know that there is no one else who deserves your devotion and your worship. There is no one else who loves you like Jesus does. The rest of the world needs to hear that too. As the text says, and wherever he went, into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak. And all who touched it were healed. Well, I heard recently that the fringe of his cloak actually meant his prayer shawl. The fringes on the ends of the shawl represented the prayers that people prayed as they wore the shawl. So it's almost like people were reaching out for the prayers of Jesus. They wanted to know that he cared for them. That's all they needed. Just to know that they were not alone. That Jesus was there for them. We can show that to people today. Now, I don't imagine I'll ever see Stephanie again. But there are other people like her. People who are reaching out to us to touch the fringe of Jesus' prayer shawl. Sometimes they are strangers whose path happens to cross yours. Sometimes they're people you encounter online. Sometimes there are people within your own family. Whoever they are, we live with them. And our mission as the church is to show them that Jesus cares for them and that we care for them. And maybe that means giving them a place to cool off on a hot day. Maybe it means listening to them and praying with them. Maybe it means hugging them if they're grieving. Whatever it is, it's going to look different for each person. And you might wonder, like me, if you did enough to help them. But doing something is always better than doing nothing. So just as the disciples got some rest and then went back out there to serve, that's what we do too. We leave this place and we tell others the good news that we have heard. That good news is that Jesus loves you. Jesus is for you. Jesus is with you. Jesus is your good shepherd. So perhaps when Stephanie asked me, what kind of church is this? I should have said, a loving one. Because sharing God's love is something that even us here at this little white church on the corner can do. So in the name of the one we worship and proclaim, Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.